The Culture with Seven Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, man? T7M Radio, this is The Culture. I am your host, as always, Seven Mitchell, man. Y'all already know what time it is. We balling like it's the playoffs tonight. Sunday night shit, man, prime time here on The Culture, man. Y'all already know how we give it up. When it comes to battle rap debates, we got some shit to talk about tonight, people. Y'all already know the drill, man. Call up 914-205-5510. We got a pretty dope show on deck for the people, man. I can't wait. We starting a new thing tonight. We got Media Wars on deck, man. This is a new segment here on The Culture that I'm going to be featuring every Sunday night. I'm going to invite certain media platforms and outlets in battle rap. We're going to get one segment per week, and we're going to chop it up, special invite only, and we're going to debate and break down some of the hottest topics in battle rap, man. Tonight, our topic of choice is going to be who's the hottest in Jersey right now, man. Who's the hottest in Jersey? Is it Twerk? Is it O-Red? Is it Arsenal? Is it Surf? Is it Sirius Jones? Is it Suge? We got to figure this thing out, and we're going to do this right. So I'm going to have some special guests joining me. I got Black Sheep from Black Sheep News joining me tonight. I got my guy France from Let's Talk Battle Rap. Also, I got Caustic 410 from out here in B-More, up-and-coming blogger. He's going to be joining us tonight, along with the crew, of course, of T7M Radio, man. It's going to be crazy. You already know how we give it up, man. So again, tonight, full plate, man. Best in Jersey Media Awards debate. We also going to be talking Evolution 3, man. We're going to give it up for the ladies, Queen of the Ring. They back at it May 20th. We're going to chop it up for a minute, talk about the ladies and their card. Also got a special guest calling up to the show. We got the homie LT back calling up to The Culture here on T7M Radio. He's going to be locked in versus Shotgun Shook, speaking of Jersey, this upcoming April the 28th, I believe. Gates of Gardens got a dope event going down at the end of the month. LT get the opportunity of a lifetime, so we're going to chop it up with him and get his opinion, man. But this is The Culture, T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell, man. When we come back, we're going to be bringing the fellas on. We're going to get into our first debate. Shout out to the people, man. We're going to get into some shit real quick. Let's go ahead and get these blunts rolled up, pour these drinks, man. And then we're going to do what we do, man. And this is the homie, Tekashi 6ix9ine. And this is my shit, the Trip Red. Oh, on The Culture, T7M Radio.
Hey, big protein, bitch. Yo, hey, whoa, something, fuck 300, bitch, you know I told them pole. 6ix9ine, bitch, you know we talking toes. Total pole, total pole, total pole. You talk down, we gon' let that shit go.
Let it blow, let it blow, let it blow, let it blow.
Got the skull, got the skull, got the skull,
got the skull. Got two threes and I put them to your nose.
Let it go, bitch, you let that shit go.
Yeah, it's the shots off at your dome. Pussy boy will pull up at your home. You're home alone, home alone, home alone. I'm a zone, bitch, I'm a zone.
Ballin' wide, I'm a zone.
Yeah, bossy, bossy, total pole, total pole, total pole. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Close break, hack me, fuck with a best beat. If a nigga drop
folksy, honey, bitch, you know I told them poles. 6'9", bitch, you know we told them toes. Total pole, total pole, total pole. You talk down, we gon' let that shit go.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Got the gold, got the gold, got the gold, got the gold.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
Oh, my God. We about to let that shit go, man. T7M Radio, this is the culture. I am your host, as always, the Kid 7 Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in. We got a crazy fucking show tonight, man. Y'all already know how the fuck we give it up here, man. Call us. It's time, man. 914-205-5510. Call up. It's debate time, man. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We going locked into Jersey, man. We got this new segment we going to do, man, the Media Wars, man. I'm going to be bringing on some media outlets from different parts of battle rap, man. We're going to get some special invites. We're going to chop it up. We're going to break down every week a certain hot topic in battle rap, man. Tonight, we're going to lock in with Jersey. We need to figure out who the fuck is the hottest in Jersey, man. Is it Twerk? Is it Oss? Is it Surf? Is it Suge? Is it Old Red? We got to break this down, man. We got to do this special invite only. So I got some special guests that's going to be joining me. I got my guy France from Let's Talk Battle Rap. I got my guy Caustic 410, new up-and-coming blogger doing this thing. Black Sheep News should be joining me as well. Then, of course, you know, I got the regular crew with me, joining me out California. I got the T7M Radio journalist, Brother Jeff, in the building. Brother, what's popping?
Brother Seven, good evening, brother. Good evening to everybody, man. It's going down today.
That's a fucking fact. You already know.
I appreciate that. I haven't got an explosion in a few weeks, so I'm good now. I'm good now.
Well, you've been pretty disrespectful with some of your opinions. You don't deserve some explosions, man. You guys have been a little bit out of bounds this last 30 days, man. I'm going to have to go back to the game tapes, and I'm going to specify some things in the upcoming weeks on how disrespectful each one of you guys have been, man. I really don't appreciate it.
Like I say before, there's never, ever any disrespect meant in anything I say. It's just what it is. It's all good. It's all fun. And it's the highlight of the week.
You already fucking know, man.
Thursday.
That's a fact, man.
Absolutely.
T7M Radio is the culture. Also joining me in his New York state of mind, of course, we got the homie Grail in the building. Grail, what's popping?
You already know, Russell Brown, T7 Radio. Y'all know my body.
Man, shit is going to be so lit tonight, man. We're going to have a crazy show on deck, man. So, we not even going to hold y'all, man. Again, this is the culture, T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. Real quick, man, social media plugs. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel, T7M Radio. If y'all on Facebook, y'all know the group to be in, T7M Radio Debate Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter as well, man. We definitely appreciate all the support, man. Big up to each and every one of y'all. Hope y'all having a dope-ass weekend. Time to get into our debate shit, man. Best in Jersey. Hottest in Jersey, rather. I want to know who's the hottest in Jersey. Because, see, Grail, you started some shit last time, you and Black Sheep, when we had this talk, I believe, sometime last week. And it kind of got me thinking because we got Sirius Jones. We got Arsenal, we got Surf, Suge, O-Red, and Twerk. You know, I would say pretty much round off the top 5-6 coming out of that state. But I needed to reach out to some other media platforms and get their opinion on who do they think right now, 2018, is the hottest artist coming out of Jersey. So before I bring my special guests on, again, we got Black Sheep News joining us tonight. We got my guy France from Let's Talk Battle Rap. We got my guy Caustic 410. This is the Media War, man. We're going to have a dope-ass debate. We're going to be doing this every Sunday. So I hope y'all people enjoy hearing some real media outlets debate and talk our shit when it comes to this thing we love called Battle Rap. But real quick, man, before I bring the fellas on, Grail, let me run this back. Who was the hottest in Jersey at this point to you? Because you tried to say Surf was hotter than Twerk. Now, Black Sheep kind of broke things down for you. Where do you stand at tonight?
I still stand with Surf. Like, don't be a prisoner of the moment, baby. Like, I still say Surf, but the overall Surf, who got the highest viewed URL battle? Surf. Who got the most million view battles on URL? Surf. Who got songs with Jadakiss, Styles P, AR Rab, Don Q, Dave East? Surf. Who just signed a sneaker deal? Surf.
You know, I'm glad that Gregory Hines decided to join the show and come up on here and tap dance within the first 5 minutes, Brother Jeff. This is ridiculous. Yeah. See how he just so disrespectful, and he likes to paint half the picture. Okay, Surf got a million view battle, highest view battle on the URL. With who?
KB Hollow.
You want to leave that very important factor out, because he's definitely a million view artist. So you want to leave that part of the game out. Okay, cool. So let's get to the music. Right. He does features with who?
Dave East, Dog Q, AR Ab, Jadakiss, Styles P, Joe Budden.
Grammy nominated, Grammy Award, Billboard artist. They helping. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, because Surf is nice when it comes to the music. But they kind of doing him a favor. Let's be real. Like, are you kidding me? Why are you making it seem like Surf is the A-list in them situations? And he giving Styles P and Jadakiss and these guys a look.
Nigga, he done had Durag in charge. He not, they give it, basically they giving him, like, put the more shot on him. But ain't nobody, like, as far as accolades is concerned, who else in Jersey is doing shit like that?
Arsenal not doing anything right now, really? You should be drug tested, Graham. We're going to get into this.
Right.
We're going to get into this a little bit later. Brother Jeff, let me get your opinion real quick before I bring my special guest on. Who do you think is the hottest in Jersey right now, 2018?
There are two ways of looking at this. The best in Jersey in terms of presently, which would be New Jersey Twerk, absolutely, or the best in Jersey in terms of accomplishments, which would be Surf. But since Surf has been in the game longer and been successful longer, I have to say Surf. Respect to Twerk, though, but we're talking about accomplishments, or at least that's what we should be talking about. Today.
No. What we should be talking about is you being drug tested, too. What are you talking about? Surf is the most accomplished artist in Jersey. You think Surf is more accomplished than Arsenal when it comes to accolades?
I do.
Oh my!
Yes, I do.
You guys, woo.
Yes, I do.
This is going to be an interesting night, man. I can see it already, man.
Yes,
we got Black Sheep in the building.
Talk your shit,
bro.
Yo, salute, fellas.
Oh, salute,
gang,
y'all.
Gang.
Yo, yes, bro. You're disrespecting the rebel right now, man.
Oh, we're going to get into this, man. This is crazy, Black Sheep. Let me go ahead and bring on some of the rest of the other special guests real quick, man. Let me go ahead. I think this is my guy, Caustic, 410 in the building. Caustic, what's popping, G?
Yo, what's good, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Salute.
Salute.
Yeah, man. Excited to be on the show, man. Appreciate that.
Oh, man, I appreciate you, man. You already know, man. Let me go ahead and get my guy, France, from Let's Talk Battle Rapping here as well. France, this you, my G?
My guy, what it do? What's up?
Oh, shit.
Man, we got a lot to talk about.
Man, we got plenty to talk about, man, here on the Culture T7M Radio. Before we get started with the debates, man, I want to run through, fellas, let everybody know where they can follow y'all at on social media, YouTube and all that. Black Sheep, I'll start off with you, bro. You already know.
Yeah, you can follow me at Black Sheep News Report on Twitter and on YouTube, Outcast Chronicles. That's the channel. You know what I mean?
Word. France?
Yo, guys, what's up? My name is France. You can follow me on Twitter at We Talk Battle Rap. You can follow my show on iTunes and Spotify, Let's Talk Battle Rap. And I'm soon to upload everything on YouTube. But you can find me on iTunes and Spotify.
And my guy, Caustic, I know you're doing your thing with the blogs and shit. What's poppin'? Let people know where they can follow you at and stay in the loop.
Caustic,
yeah, man. It's Caustic 410 on everything, man. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Caustic 410 with a K, man.
Word.
Caustic's
word.
My guy.
Salute.
What up?
What up? What up?
Well, fellas, man, I appreciate y'all coming on, man. I wanted to do something different here on Sunday nights here on The Culture. I wanted to do a debate segment, especially just for the media outlets and battle rap. A lot of us been doing our thing for a minute, and I think that it would be a dope idea to just get some opinions out there together, you know, on one accord. And, you know, y'all guys been doing y'all thing, and I appreciate y'all taking time out tonight, you feel me?
No problem, man.
No, already.
Well, it was a pleasure, man.
For sure, for sure.
Already. All right, let's get into it, man. Hottest in Jersey, man. This shit has been kind of crazy because the topic been, you know, kind of steaming since we talked about it last. Black Sheep, let me start off with you. Who would you say is the hottest in Jersey right now?
Right now? We're talking right now. We're not talking about all these accolades or what you did for me yesterday. We're talking about right now.
Facts.
New Jersey Twerk is the guy right now. Like, man, it's like Old Red, too, but New Jersey Twerk, the younger fans fuck with him and they carry the sport. But overall, as a whole, Arsenal is the king of Jersey. Serve come up. Came when Hitman gave him that opportunity. He beats Hitman. Sue Surf is on a different echelon. Surf's that guy. Surf been away for like how many months? About 15 months? You know what I mean? He got to get back in that ring and show us why he's that guy. Right now, New Jersey Twerk, but overall, Arsenal got that, man. That's my opinion.
All right. Now, Caustic, who would you say right now is the hottest? Maybe not the best in Jersey, but who's the hottest? Who name is ringing bells the most in Jersey right now?
Man, I would have to say, I would have to agree with Black Sheep and say Twerk. I would say Old Red, but I feel like his presence other than battle rap don't really be, you know, you don't see him on no blogs, you don't see him talking no shit, you don't see no music or nothing like that. So I would say Twerk. Twerk got the buzz right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Twerk, he got the buzz. He got the younger ear. You know what I mean? And like you see him everywhere. He's relevant. You feel me? So I would say him. And then like Black Sheep said, like Arson Surf, man, that come after that. You know what I mean? As far as right now, hottest right now.
It's Twerk. Okay. France, Who you got when it comes to the hottest in Jersey right now? We're in the second quarter of 2018. Who's the hottest coming out of Jersey?
I think it's without a question, it's Twerk. And I'm going to say why right now. So Twerk has given us 8 battles in 2017. He's literally climbed the ranks. He's gotten the push. He went from a Born Legacy to Unknown to a Summer Madness to a Volume all in a year. And he's already given us 3 battles in the first quarter of 2018. And some of his performances where he chokes him and stumbles, you still want to see him. That's how much he has, as much of a presence he has in the culture right now as far as being hot. Surf has enough juice where he hasn't battled in a year, and we're urging to see him, but, you know, he hasn't battled in a year. So we need
that's
to
what it
like,
is.
We need to award consistency. And I've seen a couple talks here where we were, like, saying Arsenal isn't the most accomplished, Surf's the most accomplished. Surf is the most popular in Jersey, most viewed, I guess, if you want to go in that route. But Arsenal has the most accolades. So when you break down Jersey as a whole, it's pretty as simple as Arsenal is the most accomplished, Surf's the most popular, Red has the best pen, you know, Jones is a pioneer. So that's why you may not have that much accolades for Jones right now in this current age, but you're always going to respect what he gave us, you know. Shug, he's the most improved from Jersey. And Twerk, I mean, even though Twerk is hot, it's only been a year, you know, compared to all the other guys in Jersey who've given us almost a decade. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years plus, we still got to get Twerk time to cook. So he's the hottest, but we can't put him above anybody else right now.
He's not above nobody, but right now he got the streets popping. Like, been put the young ear. You know what I mean? It's just
I don't think
he's the best in Jersey, but as far as when you say hot, you know what I mean? He's the hottest.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's where I'm at with it because, you know, I think that's where me and Grail go back and forth, because he says surf is the hottest. But me, I feel like, you know, Twerk, for example, he just coming off the battle versus Cali M, you know, battling a homosexual. You know, that was kind of some world star type of shit in this realm and in this day of age, you know. And it's just like, when it comes to shock value, when it comes to impact, everything Twerk touch right now is fire, like it's on fire. I think if something got announced official, Grail, that Surf was going to be, you know, battling. I know we've been talking about him on No Mate, but if his name was officially on something versus somebody, then I think we could have a different conversation. But I just don't know how you say Surf is hotter than Twerk right now.
Surf hotter than Twerk, my man.
Can I throw something in too? You mentioned No Mate. My God, seriously, No Mate's in Houston. That's bad news for Sue Surf, man. I'm just going to leave it at that, man.
Shout out to the fucking UR.
I like that point. So Gnome 8 is in Houston this year. Interesting.
Yeah. That's bad for Surf, man. Whoever.
Yeah.
Now, why you say that's bad
that
for
Surf? Yo, listen, man. He went to Chicago, right? We all know he had small room affairs on the road. Like, it's different in a bigger room, but he went to Chicago, like, I'm going to say 2-3 years ago, right? Got paid a good amount of money to go battle A-Verb. And the shit that he spit, he didn't have no energy from the crowd. He wasn't Sue Surf. Then he went out to Oakland. I would figure, like, yo, he got to give a strong performance in Oakland. He went out to Oakland and just a dud, bro.
What league was those two battles on?
One was Miss Gracie, Guerrilla Warfare, and the other one was Mr. Fab. I don't really care about the league and the stage. He got paid a nice bag from Gracie, because that bag was really for Loaded Lux. It got cut in half, of course. He got paid, but A-Verb is a name. You should want to go in there and put on one of the best performances versus Verb. And that shit was ugly. And he got the battle with T-Rex in Oakland, and he dropped the ball. The T-Top battle saved him. The T-Top battle saved him. Because he beat T-Top to me just the level of rent. You understand me? That's it.
And
he went to jail after that. So,
when
you know,
it comes
to Jersey, thinking, I wanted to make a point real quick on the Jersey artists. I was thinking, like, can you imagine if they was one unit? Like, if they all was like pushing each other and like really collective in one, like, you know how
yeah,
strong they would be? They would be strong as hell, bro. Like, they would run this shit literally.
Brother Jeff, would you say Jersey overall is probably one of the top five states when it comes to battle rap as far as their talent? Yeah. Brother Jeff, would you say they top five?
No, you got walked on a little bit, brother. What was that?
I said, would you say that Jersey is a top five state when it comes to battle rap talent right now in 2018?
I would say that because everybody's active. And everybody's doing their thing. What they got, 5-6 guys, something like that? So, yeah, I would say so. I would say so.
They got good businessmen over there in Jersey, battle rap-wise. I think they're handling their business. Dudes in New York are playing around. You understand me? Just look at the dudes, only dudes and shit like that. So, and other dudes asking for huge bags, even the country can't afford.
You muffled, Black Sheep. We can't hear you, G. Say it again.
Oh. I said, you know, Jersey got good business, man. When they rappers handle business well. These other New York rappers, like battle rappers, you see what Rex and them be doing, man. You see how much milk and them be charging. Like, they ain't real businessmen like that.
Let's talk money. Let's talk money real quick. France, who would you say is the biggest money maker out of Jersey? Not as far as their pockets, but as a battle rap artist, who do you think people would pay more to see?
I might have to edge it, Surf. But,
yeah, he's getting more.
But for sure, like, if it's not Surf, if it's not Surf, it's Arsenal. Arsenal will always guarantee you 1 million views. Like, Arsenal averages 1 million views per battle. In all of his 60 battles, he averages 1 million views. You got to think about that. So the second you book Arsenal, you're going to get 1 million views on that battle. But now, it's just an Arsenal performance.
isn't as impactful as a Sue Surf performance because he has three times the amount of battles. Surf is more conservative. So, you know, I'll probably
Do you agree with that, Caustic? Would you say Surf is probably the money maker in Jersey?
Man, I would probably go with Arse, me personally. Probably would go with Arse, man. Like, he on tour and making all these moves. He got a league. Like, and like he said, you know, you're going to get a million views fucking with Arse. So, I would say Arse. But Surf right after that, though.
What about you, Black Sheep? Who's the big ticket? Like, who would you say bring that money the most?
I think Arse get that bag more than Surf, man. Look how Arsenal's living, man. You know what I mean? He don't live in the hood no more, man. You know what I mean?
Facts.
He's around snooping all these niggas daily and all that, you know? Yeah, so.
Word. Grail, what's your thoughts? Who would you say is that money maker coming out of Jersey right now?
Arsenal or Surf.
Arsenal Surf?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Should want to come up, though. I mean?
Niggas got to respect Shug, man. Niggas definitely got respect.
Right under that.
Right. Brother Jeff, who would you say is that money maker coming out of Jersey?
Absolutely Arse. You can't go wrong with Arse if you want to put them butts in the seats. But I got Surf coming up close second. But
yeah.
Arse is definitely number one. Definitely number one if you want to say that.
All right.
Let me ask you a question, right?
What up?
Are you good? If Jay-Z and Pimpy invested in the battle rap and threw it again, who did you think they threw on first? Arse for the rebel or Sue Surf?
Say it one more time, Black Sheep. You muffled, G.
Oh, my bad. I said if Jay-Z and Puffy invest in the battle rap tomorrow and did something big for the culture, who they going to call first, Arsenal or Sue Surf?
Wow, that's a good one.
That is a good question.
Damn, I would think they would call Surf.
Oh, no.
Me personally, because Jay-Z, I think he would call Surf, me personally. That's a good question.
Now, I don't know how disrespectful this is, because in my opinion, I think some of you guys have been disrespectful in this conversation. No one has mentioned Sirius Jones tonight. Like, really, what's going on with Sirius Jones?
Here we go,
Woo! The Sirius not getting no respect as a top artist in Jersey as far as lyricism, markability, star quality.
Godfather, man.
He's a pioneer, man. It's as simple as it is. Like, just because you're the first of something doesn't mean you are the best of it. But we acknowledge you for being the first of his kind.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. He is, though.
He gets a gold watch.
Talking wins, which seems like don't really be mattering nowadays. But if we talking wins, then Sirius, you got to put him in that conversation.
Hey, Sirius,
he gets a gold watch.
Like Jones, you can't forget when Jones was in his prime.
Nobody beat him, man. And he came back and won his first battle back. You know what I mean?
Well, so. Why is his name in his legacy, so to speak, Grail slept on so much? Niggas don't mention him.
So battle rap isn't about wins. It's about entertainment. And Jones wins.
Fact.
He wins against quality names. His resume is solid, but he's not performing. Or he's not entertaining or rocking these stages. So that's why people don't talk about it, you know?
His problem is, though, his
like kind of flow and cadence is like played out, though. He got to do something different with that, man. That's still
I would love
to see him on the volume. That's where I think he'll definitely shine.
He be doing acapella freestyles, he be fire. But then he just battle. His flow is just different in the battle, man. Like, you know what I mean?
So, Grail, you think he need that URL look? Is that why?
I feel like Sirius is better, like, in small rooms, like Bro said. Like, you know what I mean? Like, one of the volumes for, like, a Born Legacy, I think he'd be fire.
Who's better, Grail, Surf or Sirius Jones?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Surf, clearly. No problem.
You set yourself up for that one, Mitch.
T7M Radio, man. This is the Culture with Seven Mitchell, man. We're talking about the best in Jersey. Before we wrap this one up, I guess the biggest question I want to ask each one of you fellas when it comes to Jersey artists, out of these ones that we mentioned, who has done the most for battle rap? I'm going to start off with you, France. Who has done the most for battle rap when it comes to artists out of Jersey?
There is absolutely no question it's Arsenal. There's literally no question about this. Like, he has traveled all over the world. He was the first one in Jersey we've seen before all these guys. And we've seen him in the midst before URL came out, 2008, Fight Club, Lions Den. He's battled in every single – listen, Arsenal only has 7 home battles out of his 60 battles. That's about 11%. So he's always on the road. He's built his fan base internationally. He started his own league. He's giving people in his city looks. He goes state to state and does the draft tour with Ray Swag and UW, always trying to find new talent. And I'll admit, they haven't really found the best of talents, but the fact that they're out there, you know, scouting other people, putting money in these battle rappers' pockets, giving the solid matches. Come on, man.
What you mean they got a rad beat? What you mean?
Keith Family to one of them niggas. They keep putting that nigga on the call.
Listen, just because the results didn't come out doesn't mean he didn't put in work for it to happen, you know? Like, just because the talent was not up to par didn't mean they didn't try. So
put the work
in. He puts in work.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, didn't they just have a T-top there?
Say it again.
Didn't they was the first one to have T-top on their league, though? Like,
yep. T-top battle
in the tri-state area?
He won the draft. He won that first draft. Brother Jeff, who would you say has done the most for battle rap coming out of Jersey?
Absolutely Ars. You can't debate that, man. It's just he's got like a yearbook of stuff going on. And a lot of people may not have even caught on to the game had he not been to the UK or things of that nature. I'm not saying for sure, but it definitely helped the culture, brother.
This is crazy. Maybe I'm the one that needs to be drug tested. I'm sitting here listening to y'all talk about Arsenal hands down. Wait a minute. Now, shout out to Arsenal because he has his own little platform and all that. Now, let's be clear. It's not his own platform. He didn't do it by himself. Let's be clear on that. I would have thought that you guys would have went with Surf. Because Surf win-loss record isn't that crazy. Grail has pretty much preached to me that wins don't matter. And, you know, France said he's the most popular artist in battle rap. I'd have thought y'all would have felt like he does more for this culture because of the
popular
fan base.
Popular and accomplishments is different for me.
Even
and,
if you're selling out tickets and pay-per-views?
That's true.
You got to remember that. Ours, well, like you said, it might not have just been ours. It's other owners. But these niggas gave us Lux vs. Hollow. Like, my nigga. Like,
Okay.
Yo, Sue Surf got 1 million views off URL?
With Hitman.
Good question.
No, off URL.
Off of URL.
Man.
I think his battle with Calico, not even. His battle with Calico doesn't have 1 million, so... You're absolutely
right.
Let me back up real quick.
Because I thought Surf was your man, Black Sheep. So what do you say? Surf couldn't get a million views off of URL?
I'm just saying, Suge made a good point the other day. You know, when he was trying to play Suge was like, name me a million view battle you got off URL. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yo, let's keep the 100, Seven. I just call it Spanish Space. Surf is talented. But we're not going to sit here and act like Calico didn't beat dog shit down his leg in his own backyard in Jersey. He lost the clips before that, right?
His was
pointing down. Hitman Holler battles him. Hitman didn't have to take that battle. Say Sue Surf battled Tay Rock. You think Sue Surf would be this guy right now? That Hitman battle helped his career big time, man. Big time, bro. He was in his bag in that Hitman battle.
Interesting point. Grail, who would you say done more for battle rap when it comes to Jersey?
Keeping it a buck, Arsenal. Like, he touched every platform. gave us you love, never joined the crew, home and road games good, I gotta give it up.
I definitely have an honorable mention.
Shook. You gave us Shook and Hitman. No, too. Like,
okay.
Come on.
All right.
I have
I'm gonna put some respect on Arsenal's name tonight. I'm gonna do that tonight. I ain't gonna get crazy.
I could ship you a drug test. You know what I mean?
No lie. There's one name in Jersey that didn't get brought up enough. And not because of his resume, but his impact off like the battle. Speed Dollar had a lot of impact in history in Jersey. Like before, like when Arsenal was first battling, he was always blogging. He got people into blogging and helped Arsenal like kind of mold and brand his career and show him how to promote for battles. That's why like we love Arsenal for who he is, because his battle with Hitman was the first majorly promoted battle that's going on for years in battle rap. He's done a lot of behind the scenes stuff like with Block City and making sure guys get booked from his city, and he doesn't care to battle. He cares to keep the city unified. So he definitely has an impact in history tonight. People don't talk much about.
Yo, well, ain't that kid Noe from Jersey too? They used to battle on A-Hat. The kid Noe from A-Hat. I used to see Ray Swag back in the day always with that kid, man. And
I think he's from Las Vegas.
Okay. Because I know used to always see Ray Swag with that dude, man. When he rapping.
Oh, shout out to Jersey, man. And we're going to have to let the streets decide.
Free Adi.
Free Adi, boom. We're going to have to let the streets decide. What you going to say, bro?
Oh, I was just saying, like, on the Funkmaster Flex freestyles that Arson Surf did, I like both of them. But
yeah, both of them was
Surf
tough.
Joint is only 200,000 more. Like, Surf got 1.5 and Arson got 1.3. So they, like, almost neck to neck on the Funkmaster Flex shit.
Who make
that's
the best music,
right?
Who make the best music out of Jersey?
I say Surf. Me, my opinion. I like Surf shit.
Y'all playing with Shug tonight, man. You know what?
Shug is fire.
Tweeting everybody drug test tonight. Don't even worry about that, man. But we gonna let the people decide, man, who's the best in Jersey, who's the hottest in Jersey, man. Y'all drop y'all comments below and let us know what y'all think, man. Shout out to the fellas, man. Again, before I get y'all off, let the people know where they can follow y'all at on social media. Black Sheep, let the people know once again they can follow you, bro. Appreciate you calling up tonight.
No problem, fam. Black Sheep News Report on Twitter, at Black Sheep News Report. Outcast Chronicles on YouTube, regular Outcast Chronicles. Outcast Chronicles, regular. And Black Sheep Chronicles also. I got two channels on YouTube. And it's like
word.
That.
Salute to my guy, Black
Salute,
Sheep. France,
man.
Let the people know where they follow you at, G.
My guys, you can follow me on Twitter, at We Talk Battle Rap. You can follow my show, Let's Talk Battle Rap, on iTunes and Spotify. Big shout-out to T7M for having us out here. Shout-out to Black Sheep. Shout-out to Caustic. Definitely appreciated this show and talking to all you fine young men. You feel me? You guys know your shit.
Salute, my G. You already know. Caustic, let the people know where they can stay in the loop with you, bro. You already know.
Caustic410 on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all that. Caustic410. Shout out to T7M Radio, man. The culture, man. Niggas tune in to the real. I appreciate the look, fellas. I really do.
You already know, Caustic, my G, man. Salute to y'all, fellas. I hope to have y'all on, like I said, man, every week. We're going to do media wars every Sunday night. I'm going to be doing special invites to certain media outlets and battle rap. We're going to kick back and talk our shit and give it up for the streets, man. Here on the culture, T7M Radio, man, with Seven Mitchell. When we come back, I'm going to bring on my special guest for tonight. We got the homie LT from out St. Louis. He's going to be locked in with one of these Jersey finest, the homie Shotgun Shug, later on this month. On Gates of the Garden platform, man. That's another platform out of Jersey that's heating up like crazy, man. Big up to Dre Dennis. We didn't mention Dre Dennis' name when it comes to the hottest in Jersey. He's been doing this thing. What's your thoughts on Dre Dennis, brother Jeff?
Dre Dennis is decent. Dre Dennis is definitely decent. His aggression is out the window every single time. I got to admire that.
It's a fucking fact. All right, man, we're going to go ahead and roll these blunts up, take another cup of that, you know, already know. And when we come back, we're going to bring on our special guest, man. Y'all don't go nowhere. This the homie Casanova with Set Trippin' here on the Culture, T7M Radio. You already know.
I don't know what it is about this two-time music. It just does something to me.
Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag or with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag or with that beep out. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. I'm set tripping on you, nigga. Y'all don't bleed like I bleed. I'm gorilla. The homies mad cause some Crips is my hitter. I do a show, drop a bag, they gon' get you. I'm colorblind, I can't see shit. But this Mac on my dresser with a full clip. I don't crack under pressure, fuck the bullshit. When I fly, homicide, then a news clip. They pour live from your hood. On the phone, I wish you would. Come around me with that fake shit. Throwing gang signs, we don't say shit. Applying pressure when I'm running down. I'ma start heat checking on you fucking clips. One question, is you fucking down? Wrong answer, hit 100 rounds. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag or with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag or with that beep out.
What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
T7M Radio, man. This is the Culture with 7 Mitchell, man. Y'all already know what time it is, man. We locked in. Callers, y'all already know what fucking time it is, man. Y'all call up. We're here to do what we came to do when it comes to battle rap. Y'all give me 1 second. Brother Jeff.
I am here, sir.
All right, man. We live. We lit. Let me make sure I got my guy, Grail. Grail.
Boss of the bosses.
All right, man. T7M Radio again. This is the Culture with 7 Mitchell, man. We're about to bring on my special guest in a minute. Before we get off air tonight as well, me, Grail, and Brother Jeff, we're going to have to lock in with our Evolution 3 predictions from Queen of the Ring. Got an event going down May 20th, so we're going to go ahead and give our early predictions on that particular event. But coming on the line from out St. Louis, I'm welcoming back on the Culture here, T7M Radio. He's going to be locked in versus Shotgun Shook. Later on this month, man, we got the homie LT in the building. LT, what's popping, bro?
What's going on? What's going on, people?
Salute, G.
Oh, man, I'm all right, man. I can't call it, man.
Appreciate
can't
you calling.
Can't call it at all, man.
Been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. Last time we talked about the Gritty situation.
Let's get into that, you man. Know, did that ever happen?
Ooh, man, it went down. It went down, but it didn't go down like I wanted. You know, here's what the situation that happened. Like I say, this was like one of my biggest battles up to date as far as like up and coming at that time. Shout out to Steam, shout out to We Go Hard, B City, Young Clip, your boy Clip, all of them. So what happened was... we battled, and I ain't gonna lie, like, brother was nervous as a motherfucker. So, Witty had to fire first round, first round. And, I ain't gonna lie, I stumbled in my first round and stuff, but I had a great recovery. And, like, once I got into my mode, I was spazzing the fuck out. Like, I was getting so, people always talk about the gas station and we go hard. Nah, these motherfuckers love bars. They love bars, and they was rocking with me all the way through. So I say Gritty got the first round. The second round, Gritty was going light. And then the second round, I started turning up. I started, like, just going crazy. Then all of a sudden, the cops came in the building and said they had to shut the place down because the building didn't have no liquor license. Now, keep in mind, this building was the same building that just did, like, three URL events. That was the building they did One Legacy for, with O Red and Av and all them, and a couple other, and Born Legacy, Born Legacy 5 and 4. And all of a sudden, y'all saying they didn't have no liquor license, so they had to shut the place down. So, I ain't gonna lie, I was pissed off. I threw my mic and everything. And it was pretty much 1-1 after that, so we didn't get a chance to finish up our battle and stuff, but it was, like, mad rumors that, you know, people was, like, saying that people, he played me and they, you know what I'm saying, took my money and all. So, no, he did not, they did not play me at all. Didn't nobody know that the cops, the actual cops was going to come in the building and they walked through the battle. You know, they came up on stage, close to the stage, saying, y'all got to shut the building down. Y'all got to shut the building down. And Steams was hot. Like, a lot of people was very hot about that battle because a lot of people traveled to see that battle, to see not just my battle, but just the whole card itself. That was a crazy-ass card. Like, you had people from, like, Stewie Newton and St. Mike and all them that was on that card, you know, that traveled very far, you know. And the thing about it is that even though they wanted to make up that battle the next day, my schedule with my ticket to go back to St. Louis was 3 a.m. in the morning prior to that day. So if I would have known that this was situation was gonna happen, we could have battled the next day. That's how the Gritty and the Stewie Newton battle got set up. Because his battle, Stewie Newton was supposed to battle, I think, Luck Dollars. He kind of had the travel situation. So then I left early, and like I said, our battle was the talk of the night because it was only three battles that went down that night. Like, they had to get all the battles done in on day two.
Right.
You know, so
let me ask you this.
So after,
because I remember when we talked last, was this your first time battling in New York or was this your second?
Mm-hmm. That was my second. My first time I battled in New York, me and you had another interview. We had an interview. That's when I battled on King of the Ring. Shout out to Vegas.
Right,
that's when
right,
I battled
right.
July Streets. Right, and I won that battle. Like,
so let me ask you this.
Not
to cut you off, but what would you say played a role? Because I know you mentioned nervousness when you was about to battle Nitty. What would you say played a role in that?
Which battle?
Versus Gritty. You said it was a little bit of nervousness.
Oh, Gritty, because it was like one of my biggest crowds. Like, I'm used to like certain crowds and stuff, but when it came towards, you know, We Go Hard, that was like 150 strong. I felt like I was in a mini URL event. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, Jesus, like, it's different when you get on the stage, like when you in the crowd, but when you get on the stage and you looking out to the crowd, it's like, oh my God, bro. But then it was like when I got the stumble off and everything, I left Earth. And it was like earthquakes, reaction on top of reaction. You know, like I got so comfortable that to the point where I was like, all right, I could do this. And so, you know, just being on some real shit, you know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, if you come to We Go Hard, man, you got to be ready. You have to be ready. And We Go Hard been rocking with me ever since then. You know, the battle with me and Gritty will still go down. You know, they just don't know, with his schedule and my schedule. You know, they trying to do it this year. They couldn't do it really last year, like after we originally battled, because, like I said, Gritty had a lot of up-and-coming battles. You know, he had that battle with Clips and a couple other battles, and I had a couple other battles too as well. So, you know, it was just like, whenever it came, it came. So I think we definitely going to try to finish it up this year because a lot of people definitely want to see that battle.
T7M Radio, the coach. We got LT on the line. So let's fast forward, LT, because we got the Gatekeepers event going down. Is this in Jersey?
Yes, sir. This will be in New Jersey.
All right, so you back on the road, man. Shout out the Gates of the Garden. You going to be locked in. You got a top-tier name. We were just talking about Jersey. You going to be locked in with the homie Shotgun Suge. Good God. How excited are you to get a top-tier name?
Man, career-changing momentum, you know, career-changing. Because the fact that I know Suge is not going to play with me. But on the other hand, I'm not scared of Suge. I'm not scared of no man. If you could bleed and breathe the same air, you can lose like anybody else. And
well, I ain't going to hold you. I want to know, LT, does Suge got a problem on his hands at the end of the month? Yes or no?
Yes, he do. Yes, he do. Yes, he do. Yes, he do. Like I don't care if he's 6. I'm like, I'm 5'7". I'm like 5'7", 5'8". You 6'3". But I'm going to talk to you like I'm 6'3", and you 5'7". They're like that's what I'm not going to. I'm not going to do none of that punking, that bully. I don't like bullies. I hate bullies. So everybody talks about Suge, his aggression and performance. Well, now you're dealing with somebody that got the same aggression and performance as with you, except I got bars.
Let me ask you this, LT. Mm-hmm. By you being an artist, from an artist standpoint, do you feel like you have to, because he's so aggressive, that you have to cater to his style, or do you have to switch things up, or do you feel like you can just be you and come out with a W versus Suge at the end of the month?
I think I'm going to be me, because I don't need to be like me aggressive towards his level. But on the other hand, as far as like the level of where he's at in his career right now, I have to step my game up as well. I have to be myself and introduce myself, not just to certain cities, but this battle is fit to be live in front of the world. So now it's like I'm fit to open up the gates and say to myself, okay, there's a new super, there's fit to be a new star from St. Louis, and his name is LT. You know, y'all didn't talk about Verb, y'all didn't talk about Hitman, y'all didn't talk about Ill, y'all didn't talk about E-Magic. You know, I feel like this is my time because I put in the work. You know, some people feel like I didn't deserve Shotgun Suge and everything else. I understand that part. But when you get an opportunity like this, why not knock at it? Why not bang on the door and just burn down the house down if you get an opportunity like this? Like, to me, Suge is one of the best. He's one of the best, no doubt about it and shit. But it's like, to me personally, I got to test myself. I got to say to myself, whether it's a one-round or a three-rounder, I got to say to myself, can I take him? Can I take him on? Can I really beat him? Or some people was like, say, you know, when you always see these no-name go up against these titles, you always hear all you got to do is just rap. All you got to do is just rap, just showcase your talents. Okay, yeah, I understand that. I can showcase my talent, but can I beat him?
Right.
And then on top of that, you got to look at it like this. Like, he battling me. He don't do, like, should Carly dudes one round. So this was a hell of an opportunity and an honor to battle him. Because there ain't too many people that's in my, you know, status that's actually battled Suge that's on his resume. That's
a fact. So, we got to spin the block with that. How did this battle, if you can let the listeners know, how did this come about?
This came about with when Dre was in St. Louis. He had battled Dex. He had battled Dex, and he had told me about, you know, his league and whatnot. And I'm just coming fresh, and I say about a few months later, I just did a King of the Dot battle. In January, I was on Gloves Up 3 in Detroit.
Okay.
Right. And so that's when he was like, yo, we want to bring some new talent onto the Gates of the Garden. You know, I just had my second event. And I checked out Gates of the Garden, and like I say, they've been hot. Like, people been really following up with Gates of the Garden. Like, the first event was crazy. Like, you know, they had so many build-ups, and then they had another another event. It was like back-to-back fire events. And then the views, they doing numbers, and the media and the subscribers, everything was working into place as far as like, you know what I'm saying, growing the brand of Gates of the Garden. So I'm saying to myself, all right, you need to get some St. Louis niggas on that court. You know, because, you know, a lot of people always say, you know, the Midwest don't do this. The Midwest ain't never scared to go out to anywhere, to be honest with you. So it's just like, I just told Dre, I was like, who can you give me? And he was just like, you know, I can give you whoever. And so it came a point where he gave me some names, and the conversation came about with Suge. Suge was like, I battle one of these new cats and stuff, and then my name got drawn out from the list. The business got taken care of, and here we are, April 28th.
Talk that shit. So, LT, for people that's not in the loop, out of the loop with you, without letting the cat actually out the bag, what can people be expecting from you at the end of the month versus Shotgun Shook?
Aggression. Punchlines, performance, wittiness, entertainment, hunger. Because at this point of the career right now, I have been everywhere. I have battled everywhere, from Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, New York. I have touched a lot of stages, from Guerrilla Warfare to Bullpen to King of the Ring to We Go Hard. Now it's time to really get the place that I do, that I want, that I'm hungry for. At by the end of that night, people will really know who LT is as a whole. Like, there's a lot of people that do know LT, but they don't really know LT. So this is the time. This is the time, and this is the perfect time. Everything in life is about timing, and this is right. The perfect time. You know, so this is. I'm trying to tell people, and then you know, then you got the haters. You know, oh, you definitely gonna have those. Cause it was like, I ain't gonna lie, like when the announcement got dropped, oh my god, I felt like the internet broke. I felt like the internet broke when they released FR Shotgun Shug versus LT, the other come out of St. Louis. Cause it's a lot of talent in St. Louis. But for me to get this type of bag, man, it's on a whole nother level. So it's just, I'm just doing this for my city and my region and my league, which is Connect Gang. Shout out to Connect, you know what I'm saying? They just had a recent event, you know, out there tonight against, you know, if you saw it on Angry Fan.
Featuring Danny and St. Mike.
Like, Lord have mercy, what a battle. That was a battle. Like, that was a fight. So... You know, that's my league I represent. Also, I just became a member of the Gates of the Garden roster, and I'm still Eagle Hard. So it's like, I'm for me to be in St. Louis, you know, to be a part of three leagues, you know, it's a blessing. And I always tell myself that's what happens when you stay humble in this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't go out here saying that I'm the best. I'd rather prove it to you than to talk about it to you. You know,
well, I
got to
ask you this, LT. I got to ask you this because my co-host, he got me torn with this, and I think he's right. But he told me that wins and losses don't matter, and you can have a loss, and then your next battle be a better opportunity. We've seen it plenty of times in battle rap.
Yes.
With that being said, though, is your focus in this Shug battle to win, or is it to just look good for the next opportunity?
My thing is, this is the opportunity. Like, as much as we talk about up and comers, we always talk about who want a PG, who want a GB, who want to get on King of the Dot and all the other stuff. Of course, we're going to want the look because we on the stage that Roy matters. But as far as the win, you damn right we won't want the win because we ain't just up there just to be performing, just to saying, I can rap. Nah, we thinking that he could take his head off and I'm going to take his head off. It's the one who got the better verse, the one who got the better round. Like, this conversation been brought up in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, where does wins or loss matter? Yes, it does to a certain extent. Because then it's like, okay, if I'm battling Lil Ray Ray from down the street, and you know what Lil Ray Ray can do, and he can't, and if he can't live up to your standards on where you at, then overall, a lot of people going to favor him, favor you to kill him. But then if you battling Shotgun Shug like I am, automatically, hands down, everybody's favoring Shotgun Shug. Everybody's favoring it. But don't nobody have control of what tomorrow brings and what tomorrow is. So if I do, if it come down to it, I'm going to go out like Shug. If I do lose, is that because Shug is a veteran and he did what he's supposed to do? But if I do win, which I'm saying to myself that I've had enough confidence to say to myself that I will want to beat Shug, then it will automatically be the upset of the year.
Talk that shit. Well, LT, I appreciate you calling up to the culture, man. I'm not going to hold you. Let the people know where they can follow you at on social media, my brother.
Yo, you can follow me on Instagram, T Terrence Williams, TERRANCE.Williams. You can follow me on follow me on Facebook, Terrence Williams. It's going down April the 28th. Gates of the Garden presents Gatekeepers, day one and day two, April 28th, April 29th. Yo, and it also will be live on pay-per-view. The announcement was dropped today. It will be live on pay-per-view. The VOD will be dropped in 24 hours. You got 15 battles each on each day. So then you're going to be seeing the likes of, on day one, you're going to be seeing not just Shotgun Shug, but you're going to be seeing Chef Shred, Bonus, Bill Collector, Clean Papers. You know, then you got the up-and-comers like Riddles, you know, Swagger Stacks, my homeboy Jay Skills is going to be battling Dre Dennis as well. You know, then on day two, you got New Jersey Twerk on the court, Chess on the court, Jay Murder on the court, Ty Law's on the court, Bangs on the court. This is one of those events that you cannot miss. So it definitely is going down April 28th, April 29th. Cop the pay-per-view. It's only 25 day one, 30 for day two, and then it will be up 24, and then the VOD will be up 24 hours after the pay-per-view has ended. And y'all already know the slogan, man. Man up, Shotgun, Shug. That's right. Man up.
All right, no. LT, appreciate you, man, calling up to the culture. The best of luck to you end of the month. And if you can, man, come back on the show after the event and everything settled down, man, and give us a recap on how things went.
Most definitely, man. Shout out to T7M Radio.
Appreciate you, my G. You already know.
Right on, bro. Right on.
Be good. That was the homie LT from out St. Louis. Gonna be locked in. Biggest battle of his career versus Shotgun Shug. Gates of the Garden. It's going down end of the month, man. T7M Radio, this is the culture. With Seven Mitchell, man. Got brother Jeff, got Grail with me before we get out of here, fellas. Let's go ahead and show the ladies a little bit of love, man. Queen of the Ring is back. May 20th. Evolution 3 is their card. Now, Evolution 2, they was out in L.A. They brought it out to the West Coast last year. Brought some girls out there. This year, they doing it a little bit different. They back in Brooklyn. They bringing a couple of girls from the West Coast over the East Coast. So I want to go here, fellas, and get some predictions, if we can, on this card. Let's get started, fellas, with Miss Lisa versus Looney Bars. I think this is going to be a bar-heavy-ass battle, most definitely. How you calling that particular battle, brother Jeff? Looney Bars and Miss Lisa. Mind you, they coming out that same class as well with Queen of the Ring.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, this, at least by me, this cannot be called, man. Miss Lisa and Looney Bar, those are two bar-heavy girls, and they do their thing, man. I cannot stand here. I'd be lying to you if I just stood here and tried to come up with a winner. I think this is going to be highly debatable, and they both
are
going to fight. They both are going to fight, and whoever does win this, it will be an edge. No one's going to die because these girls is bad.
I'm with you. I told Past Porter, we had Past Porter on the show last week. I told her I can't pick a winner with this particular matchup. This is like a mirror match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the things that are going to be said, I can't even think of it. You know that there's going to be loony flips. There's going to be Lisa flips. They're going to be killing each other's name for at least paragraph. It's going to be nice.
Yep, it's going to be nice. That's a fact. Grail, what's your thoughts on Miss Lisa versus Looney Bars, Queen of the Ring, Evolution 3?
Sleep of the night, but I got Miss Lisa 2-1 with the edge.
Okay.
Okay.
Facts.
Let's get into another potential battle of the night. I know you pretty much feel this way about that, Grail. We talked about this one before. We had Pash Porter on the line. Pash Porter versus Torture is going down Evolution 3. Who you got in that battle?
I got Pash Porter 2-1 in the building. I got Torture 2-1 on Ken.
Wait a minute. So with that type of split decision, with one winning in the building and the other winning on Cam, after all that is done, who do you think makes out better? The one that won on Cam or the one that won in the building?
In a way, I feel like Torture made out better.
Because of the replay value.
Cause, yeah, exactly. Like, you can sit back and rewind that time line. Instead of, like, catching something one time in the building.
It's a dope point. It's going to be battle of the night, I think. If they do what they're supposed to do, I think Pash Porter and Torture is going to bring it. What about you, Brother Jeff? How you calling that one?
Pash Porter is very charismatic and charming with her delivery. And if you pay attention to her, the prize is more so in the way she delivers rather than what she's delivering, and that could be a good thing. Torture, on the other hand, is always, always coming at you with every tool from the beginning of the round to the end of the round. And because of that, I believe Torture's going to take this, brother.
You got Torture over Pash, okay. This is a tough one, man. This is, I wouldn't say a mirror match, but I love this matchup, man. This is, when it comes to the future of Queen of the Ring, when it comes to Evolution, the reason that this card is here, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. I love this matchup. Another hard battle to pick. Brother Jeff, I think you make a lot of good sense. Grail make a lot of good sense. I'm going with... This is a tough one. I'm going with Porter, man. I'm going with Porter. Like, I like Torture, and I always said Torture is definitely the future Queen of the Ring. I wasn't really crazy impressed with Torture's last performance, so she got to show me something. Pash do too, but
Facts.
I'm going with Porter. Pash Porter over
right.
Torture
did,
2-1.
Didn't she have, what's the green-haired
Nina
girl? Brass. Name? Yeah. Wasn't that her last battle with Pash Porter?
I think it may
battle?
Have been.
Okay.
Let me see who we got up next. Now we got Tia S versus Miss Miami. This is Miss Miami return to the Queen of the Ring. This was pretty much the headliner of this card. Shout out to Tia S and Miss Miami on her return. Who you got in that matchup, Brother Jeff? It's going to be a pretty aggressive battle.
Tia S got nice wordplay, and she does have some stage presence being taller than a lot of the other girls. But what this will come down to is how everything is delivered. Tia S tends to lean more towards the mellow side of things, and there's nothing wrong with that at all, while Miss Miami comes directly at you. She's writing for you, and that's not to say that Tia S doesn't. I'm just talking about Miss Miami in this part. And I believe because of that and because of her style, that style will be favored more that particular day. But respect to Tia S, though, because she definitely got a pin.
You know, it's always something to be said about battle rappers that make a return to a platform. It seemed like that first round is not really a biased first round, but everybody is so locked into what you got to say because they haven't seen or heard from you in a while. And depending on how you flip it, you can easily win that round just off of shock value, even though your opponent probably had a whole round full of fire shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big fact. Yep. What about you, Grail? Miss Miami TS.
I feel like T on the rise. She had the Shumi shit. Like Tia about to be the next big thing. I tell you that much. Miami be barking on because like Tay Rock. She's real aggressive. I feel like what you said. Like, when the last time we seen Miami?
It's been a minute. The last time I can think that I saw Miami was versus KCJ.
See what I'm saying? Like, back to, like, that thing that you said, like, somebody, like, they ain't seen you in a while, so your first round back is going to be, like, impactful. Like, I'll be talking about Surf first round back. It's going to be, like, real. And I feel like Miami might have that same type of effect, but I can't call it. I got 2-1 either way. But I'm leaning towards Tia. I'm leaning towards Tia. Yeah.
All right. T7M Radio, the culture with Seven Mitchell. We're talking Queen of the Ring, Evolution 3. We're giving out predictions. Two more battles left on this card we got to talk about. Now, these two battles are featured by artists from the West Coast out there with you, brother Jeff, the girl RX, and the girl SO Finesse. They taking it on the road in Brooklyn, battling Fendi and Tony Blanco from out here in New York. SO Finesse versus Fendi, Grail. Who you got as a winner in this one?
Yeah, I'm Fendi bias, so 2-1 Fendi.
2-1 Fendi. I think this is going to be a dope battle. I love the style clash, real gooby wordplay. This is going to be a replay value battle. I think people are going to sleep on this. I like both styles, but I'm going with Fendi as well, 2-1. What about you, brother Jeff?
Yeah, I believe this to be a real interesting one. As I recall, SO Finesse is definitely nice, although I haven't seen her in a while. But Fendi, I know, is going to be fire. She got them back-to-backs. She does her thing, accompanied with punches. You know, that doesn't happen too much over there. And from what I know about her, it's more of Fendi's bars land as opposed to those that don't land. And that's definitely a good look. So respect to Fendi. I got her in this one, definitely.
Last but not least, we got Tony Blanco versus RX. Now, this is the battle that, you know, I'm going to go out of the limb and say this might be the body of the night. And Tony Blanco is nice.
Uh-oh.
But I'm thinking that RX is going to bring some type of special situation, not like no props or gimmicks or nothing like that. I just think how the total package of material that RX is going to bring to New York at the end of the month, I think it's going to be overwhelming. It might be too overwhelming for Tony Blanco. Blanco is nice. She can rap. She got a little bit of presence. But if there's going to be a body on this card, like a 30 clip, I'm being real disrespectful. Oh my god, she's gonna kill me,
all.
Man. Blanco is gonna fucking kill me. But I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna go out of the on a limb, and I'm willing to bet. Well, let me ask you, Grill, who you going with in that battle?
I got Tony Blanco with the upset. You wilding.
So okay, so we can better case the Propel Water on this battle because I think RX is going 30 this girl.
I got a case that she don't get body.
Okay, so we're not betting on a win or loss. We betting on a 30 clip.
We betting on a 30 clip.
I'm good with that, man. I think RX is going 3-0 Tony Blanco Evolution 3. We going to put a case of Propel Water on that. Brother Jeff, what's your thoughts on this battle? Who you got, East Coast or West Coast, Tony Blanco versus RX?
You know what? I got to upset the apple cart. I'm definitely going with Tony Blanco. RX is fire.
Yeah,
she's like
yeah,
the, updated.
The upset in the flex.
She's like the updated AR-14. You know, she definitely does her thing. But, yeah, that's how I got that, brother. That's how I got that. I know you're gonna have something to say even after the show is over, but it's okay. It's okay. That's what we're here to do.
I'm actually putting myself under supervised probation. I'm not sure if I'm being real disrespectful. Once I play the show back and I listen to what I said about this battle, I may have to slap myself. You know, I don't know about her 3-0 and Tony Blanco, but for some reason, I just feel like that's what's going to happen. I don't know, but
that's all right. It's already recorded.
It's already documented. I can't moonwalk.
You know what's up? We kept the files.
Facts. So let's keep it a buck, because when this card originally came out, when I first looked at it, I really wasn't impressed. I'm keeping it real. I told Passporter the same thing. You know, evolution means development, growth, you know, a new level. So when you think of that, it does make sense to have these girls on this card. But we ain't seen Queen in the Ring about a year, it seems like. And when they dropped this event, I don't see any household names like that, no top tier artists like that on this card. So I was kind of confused, a little disappointed at first. What's your thoughts, Brother Jeff, on Evolution 3 not having no top tier names?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go way out. I mean, way out on the limb. You know, we would expect top tier names to be in this, but as you know, a lot of them has migrated over to the SEA, and that might not have been appreciated so much. So possibly a problem with that prevented it from happening. And if you want to prevent that from happening, then you bring your backup talent, which are the new girls, but they fire, put them on, and keep it moving.
Now, Queen of the Ring, because this particular event that we're talking about, I believe, is on a Sunday. If they hit us in the head with a 2-day event, which they have done before, and if the first day has top-tier names, then this whole conversation is not in void, and they really could shake the battle rap world up with a 2-day event, especially if the day one card is really popping. Like,
that is true. That is true.
I don't know.
And you know, it's not impossible.
Well, it's not, but you got Shuni in official battle on May the 5th, so I don't know how inclined they'd be able to battle on May the 20th. Not saying it couldn't get done, but, you know, who knows. What about you, Grail? Are you surprised, disappointed? What's your feel on Evolution 3 not having no top tiers?
I'm upset. Like, look how long we ain't really get facts, because it's like, bro, like, look how long. When was the last, like real Queen of the Ring, real event? Like, Queen of the Ring been chilling. Like, ain't been doing nothing. Like, so you should have came back with at least some top tier names.
But what about
the top tier names don't fuck with you?
Well, that could be a point, because we've seen a lot of top tier girls have some opinions about the platform. But what about the point that I made about the definition of evolution?
I mean,
think about it. Top tier girls shouldn't be.
Facts, you right on that aspect. Like, the card is like for the coming of age. Like, who's gonna be the new generation of anything? So I guess it fit. Maybe this is just a warm up, and in the summertime we gonna get into a top tier card or something. Something gotta happen, because Cinco looking like they catching the body right now.
Yeah, Cinco is a pretty good potential card. Queen of the Ring just been doing this thing for almost a decade, man. You can't compare a couple good events to a platform that's been doing this shit for almost two nickels. Like,
definitely not going to disrespect the groundwork.
Absolutely. But I don't know if it really would make sense to have top tiers on a card called Evolution. Now, I will be honest and say this. I'm getting a little tired of rookie versus vets when it comes to female battle rap. I am getting a little bit of tired of that. So,
yeah. Yeah, what was it like? Two or three of those?
Yeah, so if they got to keep pushing these young girls to be only on the card, then fine. I need to see something different. I'm tired of rookie versus vets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's going down, man, like I said, in Brooklyn, admission $35. Y'all show support the Queen of the Ring, Evolution 3, May 20th. Should be a pretty crazy battle. We're going to see what happens, man.
Actually.
All right, man, we're about to wrap this thing up. T7M Radio, this is The Culture with 7 Mitchell, man. Appreciate everybody locking in. Shout out again to our special guest, LT, out in St. Louis, battling Shotgun Suge at the end of the month on the gates of the Garden platform. Big up to the media presence that called up earlier, man, for Media Wars. Shout out to Let's Talk Battle Rap. Big up to Caustic 410, Black Sheep News, of course. Shout out to my guys, Grail and Brother Dreff. Salute to y'all fellas.
Shout out to Brother John.
Respect to my brothers. Respect to my brothers.
Yes, sir.
Whoever wins,
I'm gonna need
some water from one of y'all. Give me like one or two bottles, whoever wins this.
I got a case for you. Don't worry about it.
I don't want like four cases. I can give you a couple cases. Don't worry about it.
I'm shipping two cases to Cali. Shipping two cases to Cali in the morning.
He losing like LeBron in game one. Don't worry about it. I got this.
Yeah.
People, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel on YouTube, T7M Radio. Make sure y'all follow us on social media. And, of course, join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. We'll be back, regular show, this Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, here on The Culture, T7M Radio. Don't miss it. It's going to be another banana show. So y'all stay safe. Have a dope week, man, and we are out of here. T7M Radio, The Culture with 7 Mitchell, man. We out. One.
Out.